Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Heading out to New York, where Ruth wants Chuck air conditioning. What can we do for you today?
It's getting summer and it's getting hot here, so I'm getting central air conditioner estimates.
Oh, congratulations. This is the first time you've ever had central air?
Yes, it is.
You are going to love it.
Well, this is the question. I have three different estimates,
okay.
And my square footage is 1,331.
Okay.
One said 3 tons, one said 3.5 tons, and one said 4 tons. What is the right amount of
tonnage? I'd throw out the 4-ton guy. He doesn't know what he's doing, because generally it's 600 to 800 square feet per ton. So you're kind of in that 2 to 2.5 ton range, depending on how efficient your house is. Did any of these guys do a heat loss analysis and figure out how many BTUs they need to make up with this AC, or they just kind of make an educated guess?
Nobody did a heat loss analysis. I didn't know that should be done.
It's not only a question of square footage. It's a question of how much glass do you have facing south? How much insulation do you have in your attic? You know, how weather tight are draft proof are your windows and doors? All of this plays in because, of course, the leakier the house is and the worse it's insulated, that means the more AC power you need, basically, the more BTUs you need to cool. So how old is your house?
My house is about 50 years old.
I'm thinking like around 2.5 is probably about the right size. The thing is, see, if you go too big, like that 4-ton unit, what's going to happen is it will short cycle. So it'll run, it'll get the house really cold really fast, and then it'll shut off. And by doing that over and over again, it never runs long enough to sort of dehumidify that air in the house. And so it gets kind of cold and like damp feeling, which is very uncomfortable. You want it to kind of run steadily over, you know, a good period of time and then shut off and rest and then come back on again. Kind of a nice cycle. So that 2.5-ton area is probably the right area. Now, beyond that, I would just look at the reliability of the contractor, find out who they're working for in the area, you know, get some names, find out who they've installed AC systems for, and maybe even in older houses. And don't be afraid to pick up the phone. A lot of people ask for references. Very few people actually call those references. But if you call them and say, hey, you don't know me, but so-and-so gave me your name as a reference. I'm having an AC system, thinking about having an AC system, you know, installed in my house by them. Really curious as to what your experience was. If you wouldn't mind, please call me back and share that. I would appreciate it. And, you know, 9 out of 10 times, people will respond to a call like that. It's not like you're a telemarketer, Ruth, you know?
Right. Now, these were all three were references. That was the
Well, okay, they were references, but that means that, you know, somebody used them and told you to call them. I would ask for more than the person that just told you to call them. You want average, you know, you want 3 or 4 names of people they work with that you can call, not just one. Just because they were referred by one person doesn't mean they're great. So 3 or 4 names would be great, and don't be afraid to pick up the phone and make those calls.
Okay. So I should ask the person themselves, could I have references of people you worked for? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Ask the contractor for references of people that they've worked for. Check and see if they're part of the Home Advisor network, because you can go right on to HomeAdvisor.com.
Yes, I have actually got them from Home Advisor.
Oh, well, that's terrific. So on Home Advisor, you can also learn even more, because there's usually quite a few references. So that's a really good thing to have.
Yes, I did. I checked that out, too.
All right, Ruth, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.